When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Comedy Album Book Club. This week we chat with Mary Kennedy about Kelly Zimnikus's Sugar and Spice and Smirnoff Ice. Yum. Stay tuned for Comedy Album Book Club. Thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Ardill, your host, and this week I have a real treat. I am joined by Mary Kennedy, my co-host on Order Up, or another podcast that I work on, but she is also an amazingly funny comedian. She has a one-woman show, terrific actor. She was new Fiona on Shameless, and today we're talking about our friend Kelly Zimnikus's album, Sugar and Spice and Smirnoff Ice. It is a hilarious album. Kelly, you may remember her from our last episode. She is a Toronto-based comedian. She has been doing this for many years now, and you can see her hosting multiple shows around the city and just generally being a kick-ass funny person. She also regularly performs around the world. So, check her out. Definitely buy her album, Sugar and Spice and Smirnoff Ice. It is on Bandcamp. I highly recommend it. Go and buy it now before you listen to this episode. That way you can enjoy it the most. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, and welcome to Comedy Album Book Club.
Did Kelly's dad level up for the honeymoon? But no, why would he do that? No, he took my mom on an all-expenses-paid trip to the laundry room. It was lovely. No, he did better. He did better. He took her on a business trip. That's what my dad did. Took my mom on a... So for the honeymoon, my mom was with my dad and 300 men from a crayon company. What young lady doesn't dream of that when she gets married, you know? A honeymoon business trip. It's delightful. It's delightful. But the Crown Company treated them well. At the end of the trip, they gifted my parents with a beautiful, your wife will be asking for a divorce blue. It's a great crayon. It's lovely. My mom likes to wave it around at my dad when they get angry. Can you use it? But yeah, so hey, if anyone here is thinking about proposing to their loved one, may I suggest the bathroom proposal? Because sure, you know, a diamond lasts forever. But a toilet proposal just, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Really, it's really beautiful.
So welcome to Comedy Album Book Club. I'm joined with Mary Kennedy, my fellow Order Up podcaster, comedian, actor, all-around awesome human being. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. I love talking comedy albums and anything comedy. So thanks for having me. I'm wearing my Pips t-shirt. Nobody can see because it's a podcast from New York, from Sheepshead Bay, New York. So I thought, let me put my comedy costume on so we can talk about it.
Perfect. So you chose our friend Kelly Zemeckis' album, Sugar and Spice and Smirnoff Ice. So what inspired you to choose that album?
Well, so Kelly is younger than me. I'll just put it out there so she doesn't feel like I'm aging her. She's younger than me, but she's talking about stuff that I'm interested in. Like, you know, she talks about pantsuits. Like, I understand, and menopause, and relationships, and her parents, and, you know, our generation, you know, we're dealing with all of those kind of issues. I mean, pantsuits is a real problem. What's refreshing about her album is it's in my sort of age range and voice. I feel right now, and again, and it's not to, I'm like, you know, listen, our millennial friends are kicking it. They're doing a great job. Yeah. They're louder and faster and, you know, more organized in some senses than my generation, but I'm not hearing my voice and their issues. And so to sit and listen to Kelly's album, you know, not only was it funny, but I could identify with what she is going through, how she's handling it. And she just has such a positive attitude, even though some of the stuff she's talking about is a little bit dark, that, you know, it helps. And I think it's important because I think at this age in my life, anyway, there are times that I feel really alone because I don't feel anyone understands what I'm going through. It's, you know, and I turned on her album and I was like, wait a second, she gets it. And so that's why I picked it.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly is just a really nice person through and through.
Right.
And you know, we get to share that on Order Up, the podcast that we do with her. But I mean, it also carries through to all of her material, because like one of the things, like the album feels conversational, it feels engaging, and it feels personal. But in a way that's just like you're sitting with a friend, just a very funny friend who's sharing their stories with you, which is one of the things I really liked about the album.
Yeah. And she also, the audience I felt were her friends. I mean, you know, and I felt like they just got her from the minute that she started her album. And I think that's important, especially, you know, anyway, for me and my comedy, I just want people to know more about me. And I really feel like by the end of the album, we really got to know who Kelly is, and we want to know more about her. And that, I think, is a successful album.
Yeah. And full disclosure, my laugh is riddled throughout that album. So, and it's very off-putting. Where I'm like, oh my God, I sound like a lunatic.
That was you. Yes. I knew it sounded familiar. Hey, listen, if I tape an album or a special, I'm going to fly you to Los Angeles to be on the album. Just so you know.
Sounds good. Yeah, there's a few albums throughout the city that I've gone to the recordings of, and I'm just like, oh, I really laugh with my heart and soul. how did you first meet Kelly?
It's really interesting. I met Kelly over Zoom. Much the way that Kelly met her boyfriend over Zoom, but we didn't date because I was married. But anyway, kidding. I met her over Zoom, and it's interesting, you know, even though Zoom was kind of by the end very 2D, I think a lot of us were just like, you know, I did 180 Zoom shows because I was working on my hour. She came across as 3D on the Zoom, and you know, she sort of reached out to me. I think when Kelly knows what she wants to do, she doesn't let anything stop her. No. And so she said, would you like to be part of a podcast? And I was at a point, you know, I've done podcasts before, and I was really looking for a podcast that was fun and easy to produce where I could just talk with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And that's what Order Up is. And, you know, it's me, the American, and three Canadians. And I feel like you guys are so nice. I mean, when I came to Toronto to do a show, you guys treated me like, you know, the queen had arrived. And and that's Kelly. I mean, she just said, do you want to do this? And I was like, absolutely, sign me up. And then when I found out that you and Carrie Aime were involved, I was like, this totally makes sense. And I feel, and I say this to you guys a lot, I said, I feel like I've known you guys forever. And I feel that way with Kelly. Like, I feel like I've known Kelly my whole life. That's how I got to see her comedy, and she came out to Burbank for Burbank Comedy Festival. And I just, you know, I really got to know her when we opened up after the pandemic.
And I mean, that's one of the things that I find comes through in her album too, is, and in all of her comedy, but in the album in particular, it's just very welcoming, and it's universal. Like, it is directed towards people of a certain age, and, you know, our age group as we get older and suffer from our various ailments and body changes.
Right.
But there's still some, like the stories about her parents are so delightful. Her impression of her father.
Who's Latvian, but yes. You know, I got to hang and live at their house when I was out in Toronto, and I got to meet the fam. And you know, her mom is English and her dad is Latvian. And, you know, he would come out into the kitchen when I was getting breakfast, and he'd, you know, he was very concerned that I wasn't eating enough, and he'd be like, can I make you an egg? Can I make you a this? And it was, you know, I felt like I was home. And that's really important, especially when you go, you know, I had never been to Toronto before. And so it really felt like family, and Kelly feels like family. And one of my favorite bits on the album is when she talks about her parents' honeymoon, and that her dad took her mom to a crayon convention for their honeymoon. Like, I don't know. My honeymoon was in Maui, but okay. I mean, you know, I get it. Like, if I was responsible for planning my honeymoon, I probably would have done a comedy set, which my husband wouldn't have been happy about, but I probably would have did a comedy tour, you know?
Yeah. We have a trip to Miami in a couple of months, and no, it's part of it. The first half of it, I'm doing a business trip, and then we're staying a little bit longer. And then my plan is to try to get some stage time while I'm down there. So and vacation doesn't mean I get to rest. It just means I get to work in different places.
Well, and is your wife with you in Miami?
Yes. And my mother-in-law. So that's why I figure I've got a, so we're bringing the mother-in-law to Miami.
Yeah, well, and you'll sneak out, because I did that in New York. Like, my husband, we were there for a wedding, and our kids were with us, and he's like, no shows, no shows. But I'm in New York City, so, like, I'm on, you know, the Facebook, and I'm like, you know, people go, can you perform here? And it was, like, at a youth hostel, and I, like, was, like, sneaking out. I was like, oh, I think I'm going to go to Zabar's. And my husband's like, you are not going to Zabar's. You have a gig. And I go, no. And he's like, Mary, you're in full hair and makeup. You're going to a gig. I'm like, all right, see you later. And I was like, see you later, bye-bye. But you know what I mean? So it's, yeah. And here's the other thing about comedy albums that I want to talk about. And this is also me coming in as a teacher. I really feel like what was so nice about this comedy album, and not that it's a bad thing when you are sort of moved around through network. Like, if she was doing a network special, say, right? I feel like sometimes when they want sort of the style of the network, or the people that are involved in booking you for the album want a certain tone, sometimes we lose the essence of the performer that is there because they have to adhere. I mean, you know, we've seen this a lot on specials, you know. We've seen this especially on network TV, where, you know, the FCC in America anyway is like right in your ear. So what I loved about the way she did this album is I don't feel like her voice was at all diluted. I don't feel like she was doing this album for anyone but her friends, her family, and herself. And, you know, I feel like for us as comics, we have to sometimes our identity is elevated, but I really feel like Kelly's identity was pretty close to what we're used to seeing on a day-to-day basis. And it's very easy to listen to too. I didn't sit there and go, oh, that's set a punch. Like it was very conversational and funny. Not that it wasn't funny, but I didn't feel like Kelly was on, you know, and this is my album. And, you know, so it was really easy to listen to. I don't know. Did you feel that way too?
Yeah, I did as well. I mean, it had like, if I had to come.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Compare the feeling to another comedian, I'd say kind of like Mike Birbiglia, in that there was a thread of a story through there that, you know, about her life, about the last, you know, several years through the pandemic and her journey as a comedian to that moment. It felt like, you know, hearing a friend letting you know how they were doing and what was going through their head. It felt like too, like one of the things I liked is, you know, she's kind of making lemonade from lemons at some points, like with the dating stuff.
Yep.
And that she just, you know, went on to start dating another man she met from Zoom not long after that. I'm like, that's a bold choice, but this one worked out. So cool. I just love how she takes these events in her life and turns it into funny moments and funny stories to share.
Well, and listen, there's a joke out here in Los Angeles that female comics, all they talk about is dating and driving. So, you know, it's like, I mean, I've been married over 20 years and I do drive in LA, but I haven't dated since, you know, I was on match.com for like 2 seconds. So it was nice. And then I met my husband, like the normal sort of, I was introduced begrudgingly. His best friend was afraid to introduce me to his best friend because he was afraid that like I was going to ruin his life, but I didn't. So anyway, you know, I'm a lot, I'm not for everybody, but anyway, what I was going to say is that I think the dating bits are refreshing and it's not, I don't feel that sometimes when I hear people in general, it doesn't matter, male, female, you know, dating. Sometimes I feel there's a victim part of it. Like, oh, poor me, you know, I just can't date, you know, give me a break. Like, why doesn't, I didn't feel that way with Kelly. I felt like Kelly is totally fine, whether she finds somebody or she doesn't. And she wants to let us know, like, sort of the trials and tribulations that she went through. And that to me was really refreshing. And I think something, again, that we can all identify with, she made it more in a weird way. She made it personal, but global all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I didn't identify because there was a time in my life when I was trying to find somebody. And there was a time in my life where it wasn't fun. And, you know, I was on match.com for a minute because for a reason, you know, so I applaud her for that. And also to hear the dating stuff in Canada. I think for us Americans, Canada is a bit of an anomaly. Like we kind of like are impressed with you because you guys seem much nicer than everybody else. You seem to have your shit together. Your food is a little weird, but for the most part, like I think America, you know, we look at you like, oh, if everything really goes to crap, I'll just go to Canada. So it was nice to hear her take on it and that it happens everywhere. It's just, it's not New York. It's not LA. It can happen in Toronto too.
Yeah, no, it can. Now, do you have a favorite bit from the album?
I liked when I have to say, and I'm bringing it up again, I liked the crayons, the crayon convention. That was my favorite.
I wanted to hear more about that crayon convention. Like, if I ever meet her dad again, I'm going to ask him about it, because it's just like, what happens at a crayon convention? Like, do they just like debate rappers and crayon color names? Like that's a story in itself. And I think that's the thing, is like, wait a sec, she said crayon convention?
And if you think about it, well, it's like from the Devil Wears Prada, like cerulean blue. I had no idea that was the color, you know what I mean? But it kind of, like, and again, this isn't to do any shade with her parents. They were the most lovely people I've like ever met. And I met her dog too. I think when you hear your parents' journey in marriage, like, you know, my parents, they were married, then my mother came out of the closet. So, you know, it just sort of didn't really work the way we thought it all was going to work. Their honeymoon was in Bermuda. Some things went wrong with a horse. Like, my mother like hated riding the horse. Like, it just, there were signs that, oh, maybe this isn't going to work out with Kelly. Like, I have such a picture of who her parents are. And in a weird way, it makes sense that they went to a crayon convention. And her mother was kind of like, all right. Like,
well, and given that like the proposal, and this is in the album, the proposal came from the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, this is all very on brand. You know? This is just, yeah.
But it kind of gives Kelly this skewed view of, you know, like, oh, you know, I don't know if Kelly would be like, I think Kelly would be like, oh, we're not going to go to a crayon convention. Like, I think she has an idea of kind of what should be. And I just think it makes sense. And her parents put the seeds in very early for her to become a stand-up comedian.
Yes. Yes. They gave her material out of the gate.
And sorry to interrupt you, but I just thought of this. With her father being Latvian, we don't hear about that. Like, that's another thing. And then you think, oh, he's Latvian and he's up in Toronto. And, you know, Kelly also had a life in Quebec. So it's this very sort of worldly kind of existence, you know. Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a Canadian was one of the Canadian immigrant experiences that, you know, I mean, like, and you, in comedy, you get a lot of, you know, and I welcome all of these different stories and different viewpoints, but hers isn't one that you really see very often, like an Anglo, Europeans, Anglo living in Quebec, moved to Toronto. You know, it's Canadian, it's Canada. And that's, it's very unique in that regard. So it's cool to hear. I mean, for me, one of the things I really loved was when she started talking about getting tattoos late in life. I mean, I didn't borrow the money from my parents, but I was in a similar, and that feels very Gen X, like, for a lot of us. It's like, we're just like, I don't know. This is a big commitment. I know it's okay now, but because, you know, when we were kids, it was like, there's the rebels who did it, but a lot of us were like afraid. I mean, I know I was, and I was like 29, 28 when I got mine.
Right.
So, you know, but I really enjoyed, and the twists, like, she's very good at just the little last minute twists on the jokes, where it's like a switcheroo, kind of thing. Like the Duran, like, you know, Duran Duran posters and these little touches that she adds, like, with a flourish.
Yeah. And you don't expect it. And that's good writing. Yeah. I mean, that's good writing. And also it's in her voice. And that is something that, you know, you can't teach that. I've tried to teach it. You can't. Either somebody has that comedy voice where it's uniquely them. I mean, Maria Bamford has that. Mm-hmm. Maria is unique. Like, that's her voice. No one is gonna go in and steal Maria's stuff. Like, it's Maria. And I feel that way with Kelly. It's like, nobody else is gonna do Kelly's material. or have Kelly's experiences. And if they did have Kelly's experiences, her view and her look at it make it such a different ride.
I think
that's important. I think that's important to when you're doing an album or when you're on stage or creating a career. I have not gotten a tattoo because that's a deal breaker for my husband. No smoking and no tattoos. And I said, all right, but our kid wants one at 17. And, I've said, we'll see. And I would be so happy if they did get a tattoo, because then I could just laugh and laugh and laugh.
One of the things I also really enjoyed is like every once in a while she'll like go off in unexpected directions, like the perimenopause fairy that I just like hadn't done any characters up until that point, then just bang right into this character, but it works. And it's just this like the sort of gravelly cigarette smoking kind of voice that she does there. I mean, I'm, you know, lucky in that it is not something that I will ever have to deal with. I know you have a one woman show that touches on this subject.
Yes.
It just elevates that material in a unique way. And I know it's an important thing for her to discuss those changes and experiences.
Well, the perimenopause, I can't even speak. That's another symptom of menopause is you lose your words. That fairy is hilarious. And the fact that it's gravelly, I don't know. I mean, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. When I read that as a teenager, there was this like incredible mysticism. Like it was this, oh, I'm becoming a woman. There was sort of this light to it. I can't explain it. I mean, you didn't have to go through this, but all the girls, all the teenagers were reading it. We had big discussions, you know, and there was this sort of light, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Menopause is not that. Perimenopause is not that. It can be very dark. And so the fact that she kind of put a character to it that's really right on the money is truly, and I know because I've had side conversations with her about it, it's true. And I think it, again, lets us laugh at this part of our life because it's not very laughable. I mean, I know you're married and your wife will go through it at some point and we'll be here for you.
I appreciate that. She's Scottish. She has random bouts of Scottishness, so I'll need that place.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, she'll go into perimenopause with a sprinkle of Scottish, but and that was a horrible Scottish accent. But anyway, what I was going to say is that is something, and again, that it was another favorite part of mine of her album because she put into words and into character something that is just. Nobody ever prepares you for it. I mean, you know, this is for my one moment show, you know, my mother, my grandmother and my Nana, you know, never talked about menopause. They said it was the change and we all knew the change was coming, but we had no idea what it was, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the fact that she does this character gives you kind of an idea and also that you're not alone, that you can laugh at it because again, our bodies go through such an enormous change and with no timeline. You can just, and this is what Kelly said to me. She's like, I'm just walking along and then, you know, I'm crying for no reason. I go, yep. Like, or I'm totally excited and happy for no reason, or I'm really angry for no reason. I mean, that is it. And so, and the fact that she's willing, you know, I had an industry person and I'm so grateful for him. When we were looking at me doing a special, he said, I want you to tell us where you are right in this moment. And I'm like, I'm a mother of two teenagers. I'm going through menopause and I'm in a long-term marriage. He's like, that's what I want to hear about.
Yeah.
And that's what Kelly's doing. And so at the end of the day, I think we really need to be truthful in our story. And she does it. So it's great.
Awesome. All right. Well, if people wanted to find you on social media, find your performances, where can they look?
Well, it's really easy. You go at M Kennedy comedy. So M as in Mary, Kennedy, like those folks in the Hyannisport, comedy. And that's all my socials, Facebook, Instagram. I don't have Twitter. And then look out for Midlife Mood Swing. We are currently on tour. I hope to be up in Canada. I have to talk to Mr. Ardil about that. But yeah, no, I'm really excited. And yeah, that's it. So thanks. This has been fun. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. You've been listening to Comedy Album Book Club, a Far From Here comedy and showbizmonkeys.com co-production. Music today was performed and produced by Glenn Beauchamp, Tim Matthews, Edith Falkenberg, and Jim Spruill, also known as the Something Something Quartet. Thanks for listening and tune in next week to Comedy Album Book Club.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.